You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Emotions Dinner Theatre, taking over the nights in Panama. And Encuentro 24, you publish it, you'll sell it. And you turn it on and you'll hear it. That's The Breakfast Show with Jerry D here on 89.3. Good morning, boys and girls. Welcome to Tuesday, the 22nd of March. And starting us off on this morning's program, we're going to take a look at this date. Some items in the world of entertainment relevant to this date, 22nd of March. We got 1896, a guy called Thomas Hughes. He was a British author. In fact, he wrote Tom Brown's School Days. He was also a member of Parliament for the Liberal Party. He died at the age of 74 on this day. In 1934, the first Masters Golf Championship began in Augusta, in Georgia. And in 1948, the voice of Firestone, believe it or not, became the first commercial radio program to be carried simultaneously on both AM and FM frequencies.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun.
Good morning in the morning.
Buenos
días en la mañana.
That mission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, hit.
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
To get sneezes or nasty diseases. Take good care when I'm not there. I'm still in love with you.
While I'm on vacation, you be a good patient. Take your medication. I worry though each time I go. Try to keep warm, dear. In case I'm stone, dear. Take good care while I'm not there. I'm still in love with you.
Some younger guys with roving eyes may tantalize you with their lies. You must be wise and realize. Leave well alone till you get home, dear.
Won't feel the balance. Don't wanna be jealous. No need to feel when you're not here. I'm still in love with you.
Don't walk on the red lights. Don't stay out at midnight. Don't get in a fist fight. That pretty face can't be replaced.
The
Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
Goes fading away off into the distance. That is Sugar Ray from 1999. Came off of an album which was just called 1459. That was did very nicely for him. Someday, song reached number 7 on both the US Billboard Hot 100 and the Billboard Modern Rock Tracks chart as well. Number 4 on Canada's RPM Top Singles chart, number 25 in New Zealand. And before that, we had a Eurovision Song Contest song, Still in Love with You by Electro Velvet. And that was from 2015. It was chosen internally by the BBC to represent the United Kingdom at the Eurovision Song Contest for that year in Austria. Didn't do very well. Didn't do very well at all. That's probably because BBC chose it. We're 10 minutes after the hour, 6 o'clock, and it's lovely to be with you. It is a Tuesday morning. Busy little morning for us this morning.
Yeah!
1974, and that was called Jet. And luckily, Paul McCartney had his group Wings with him, which are very useful. That was, let's say, by Paul McCartney. It was from their third studio album, if I remember right. I think that was the Band on the Run album. And it was the first British and American single to be released from the album. And the song's title was inspired by McCartney's Labrador Retriever named Jet. Actually, it's transfer. I had a black cat. And my black cat's name was Jet. Completely digressed. They've got absolutely nothing to do with anything else. Anyway, I hope you're doing well this morning. It is time to do this. Mm-hmm. Yes, put you in the shower. There we go. Oh, isn't that nice? Get the old water right. Mm-hmm. I tell you what, let's have a party in the shower, shall we? I think there's a party going on. This is DJ Bobo in the shower this morning.
This is a party song that makes the party going on.
You will take your chance.
There's a party. Don't you know today there is a party? Open up your heart, we're gonna start it. Welcome at the beach, this is for you, just for you. There's a party. Don't you know today there is a party? Open up your heart, we're gonna start it. Welcome at the beach, this is for you, just for you.
There's a party. Here we started. There's a party.
This is a party song that makes the party going on.
There you go, I told you. Party in the shower this morning. Doesn't get much better than that. Of course it does. Time to get out. 19 after the hour of 6 o'clock. That's it, there we go. On your way to where it is you're going today, just be careful out there. If you're in the traffic and you're actually moving, well, just take your time, sit back and relax. If you're on your way into work this morning, we'll just try and keep you company and keep you in a good mood until 10 o'clock this morning. You might be at work by then. So we do have a busy morning this morning. It is Tuesday. That means that we'll be chatting in the last hour today with our feisty foodie, Sarah Solomon. And in the 8 o'clock hour today, we've got guests from Alliance Francaise. We've got Florian Davaroux coming in from Alliance Francaise. And the Ambassador of Canada has come to join us. Her Excellency Kim Ersu is coming in. She's going to be talking about this movie, which is being put on in conjunction with Alliance Francaise. So this is all going to be rather interesting and fun. Nice to have the Ambassador with us this morning. So it's nice to have anybody with us this morning. And talking about anybody with us, I just want to say thank you so very much. I was absolutely inundated on the different platforms yesterday with good wishes for my birthday, which was all rather nice. And thank you so much. Gives you that nice sort of warm, fuzzy feeling inside. Remember warm, fuzzy feelings? Electric Light Orchestra on this morning's program, Sweet Talking Woman.
Although the things you've done I wouldn't criticize, I guess you had your way, yeah. You see, I've got to make you understand. I know it sounds a foolish thing to say, but if I'm glad of it, that's the day's another day. You shut it up on my life. You shut it up on my life. You shut it up. We'll be right back.
Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Those in Holland were the production team behind that one. Released in April, 15th of April back in 1965. It is Back in My Arms Again from the Supremes, Motown label. And did you know on this day, that's right, on the 22nd of March back in 1963, the Beatles' first album, Please Please Me, was released in the UK.
I know you never
listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Emotions Dinner Theatre, taking over the nights in Panama. And in Cuento 24, you publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usted encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
How about a special night out with a loved one? A gourmet dinner with a spectacular Las Vegas-style show right here in Panama City. Emotions Dinner Theatre at the Mirage Casino on the 5th floor, Eurostar Hotel, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday and Saturday. Make a reservation, WhatsApp or call 6999-5245 or email emotionsreservations@gmail.com.
What's up? Your car won't start, you can't travel and breaks your heart. Valet Motors will fix it or get the parts. Just call 6431-0419 and your car will be fine with Valet Motors.
Valet Motors.
You know, there's no avoiding it. Tax time is here again. If you have to do your taxes up north there for Estados Unidos, well, it's that time of the year. And this year, H&R Block have got many filing options to make it easy for you. Their tax professionals are here to do your tax return with or without the office visit. Now, you can drop by the office or you can use the drop-off service, or a tax professional can even do your taxes virtually. You can contact H&R Block Panama at hrblock@cwpanama.net or on 260-1037, or you can WhatsApp and call on 6674-1037. Block, they've got your back.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
Time right now, we're just making our way to 28 minutes before the hour of 7. We're going to take a look at some of the local news headlines we'll look at in more detail later on this morning at 8 and 9 o'clock. The Ministry of Health's report, the epidemiological report for yesterday, there were 3 deaths and 135 new cases of COVID-19. This is according to figures published in the epidemiological report. Now, MINSA specifies that 3,676 tests were applied to date, and the 135 new infections reflect a positivity of 3.7%. Regarding the deaths, the health authorities registered 3 for a cumulative total of 8,159 since the pandemic arrived in the country in March of 2020. The lethality percentage, 1.1. The ministry reported that the 3 people who died in the last 24 hours did not have a complete immunization schedule against the new coronavirus. This is according to the report. It also pointed out that the deceased corresponded to people over 60 years of age, 2 from West Panama's region and the other from the metropolitan area. As for active cases, there are 2,265 nationwide, of which 2,148 are in home isolation and 117 are hospitalized. Those in isolation, they're divided into 2,111 at home and 37 in the hospital hotels. In addition, regarding those hospitalized, it is reported that 104 are in the wards and there are 13 in intensive care. This Monday, hundreds of policymakers went to the Susana Jones Cano Hospital, located in Villa Lucre, looking for an appointment for radiology. They came from San Miguelito, 24 de Diciembre, Las Cumbres, Caledonia, Arihan, Cocle, and they crowded into the parking lots of the medical facility of the Social Security Fund, but the line was so long that they also occupied the parking lots of the San Judas Tadeo clinics, and which are over to one side of the hospital. Now, those people who arrived from 6 p.m. on Sunday to secure their place left empty-handed because they all left, only with the promise that in a month, when they go again to this facility, you will receive the quota with the date of your appointment. And it goes on to say that subsequently the CSS indicated through a statement that the appointments for the different radiology services will be scheduled throughout the month of March and will continue as long as necessary. Public transport leaders met on Monday with directors of the Transit and Land Transport Authority, but they did not reach an agreement on the issue of the possible increase in the fare. The meeting, which was mediated by the Ombudsman's Office, comes after the carriers announced that they would increase the cost of the ticket due to the increase in fuel prices. At the table, the carriers presented several proposals, including a request to freeze the cost of fuel for 6 months at $2.40 a gallon for diesel and $3 for regular gasoline. And the Panamanian Chamber of Construction, CAPAC, they called on unionized workers not to support the strike declaration announced by union leaders. Through a statement, CAPAC warned workers of the serious damage of a strike in the current circumstances of the industry, and especially because during the stoppage they will not receive wages. In the last hours, 2019-2022, 239 investigative agents of the Public Ministry faced processes before the entity's disciplinary council. These are senior, circuit and associate prosecutors. In total, the public ministry has 5,069 officials, of which 64.16%, that's 3,252, have investigation tasks of possible crimes. The modified loan portfolio stood at $8,289 million at the end of January, a figure that represents a decrease of $14,703 million, or 64%, when compared to the level of modified loans in January of 2021, according to the Superintendents of Banks of Panama. Modified loans, they're those loans that took advantage of the relief measures during the pandemic. And as the reduction of this portfolio during the last year is interpreted by the regulator as a positive sign of payment compliance by customers, which is nice to hear. The President of the Republic, Laurentino Cortizo, travelled yesterday, Monday, to participate in the fourth summit of the Alliance for Development in Democracy. President Cortizo will address with his peers from Costa Rica and the Dominican Republic, who are also members of the alliance, issues on common agenda in terms of politics, trade, development, as well as migration issues. And that's it. That's what's in the local news for this morning. More about those pieces, those articles, a little bit later on, 8 and 9 o'clock. Interesting with Suntrax calling a strike when things are so difficult for everybody else. Take a leaf out of the book. I think Chevron in the States, when they called a strike. So what did they do? They fired everybody. like that one. It's called In the Dark. Purple Disco Machine and Sophie and the Giants. That named the group as well. Before that, it was My Beauty. Here on The Breakfast Show, it is 16 and a half minutes before the hour of 7 o'clock. Looks like Apple had some outages yesterday. Take a look at that in a minute. Watching you, you know. That's the Police, Every Breath You Take. I was just mentioning, I was just taking a little rummage as I do, and I was looking at some of the tech news for today. Apple apparently was hit with temporary outages yesterday. Services including iMessage, App Store, Apple Music, and Maps experienced outages on Monday afternoon. Internal systems at its retail locations were also affected, according to reports by Bloomberg. The reports began around noon Eastern Daytime yesterday, Bloomberg said, citing outage tracker down detector. The site shows that a couple of thousand people reported outages with iMessage. According to Bloomberg's reporter Mike German, Apple's retail stores also experienced issues. One user tweeted that an Apple store was apparently conducting transactions on paper because the store systems were down. Paper. Do you remember paper? He says. By 4 p.m. EDT, the company's system status site showed that all of its service were labeled as working or resolved outage. Apple, according to Bloomberg, told its employees the issue was from a domain name system or DNS problems. Cars suffer from that, you know. They do. Does not start. RuPaul. That's what it's called.
Everybody came here wanting to be free. New York to California, see the shining sea. Everybody, everybody, everybody.
Best place to be in the mornings.
turn back to January of 1974 when that was released. Come and Get Your Love. Song by the rock band Redbone. Originally released as a promo track, it was under the name of Hail. I remember that. It was later featured on the album Wovoka in 1973. I tell you what, just quickly, if you are sort of like a lot of us, confused about what happens in the world of cryptocurrencies, on Saturday afternoon, you've got a chance of finding out what it's all about. Saturday afternoon at 5 p.m. This is at Emotion Dinner Theatre. That's on the fifth floor of the Mirage Casino. There's going to be a talk with the special guests Tony Vase and Geoff Paradise. From 5 to 8 p.m. on Saturday, 26. And by the way, there's an open bar for $30 until 7 p.m. So that's on the fifth floor, Casino Mirage, starting at 5 p.m. That's at the Emotions Dinner Theatre. So there's a good opportunity to try and understand a little bit more about cryptocurrency. Doing a little boogie there. That was with Heatwave. Time on the break for show. It's brought us, that's brought us up towards the top of the hour.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Emotions Dinner Theatre, taking over the nights in Panama. and Enquanto 24. You publish it, you'll sell it. It's the dinner show that everybody's talking about, only at Emotions Dinner Theatre. Palomar's never seen anything like this. Just go to Mirage Casino, 5th floor, Eurostar Hotel. Don't miss this fascinating Las Vegas-style performance. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday and Saturday. Make a reservation, WhatsApp or call 6999-5245 or email emotionsreservations@gmail.com. Shows that are going to take you around the world. Emotions Dinner Theatre.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usted encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Every company really needs to have strong foundations, don't they? Especially if you work in the world of construction. Therefore, you need to speak to the people that can make those foundations. Cementos Progresso. The present and the future are built because building is the engine that moves them. Have a word with our friends at Cementos Progresso. We're a minute and a half after the hour of 7 o'clock, boys and girls. If you just joined us, a very good morning to you. Welcome to Tuesday, the 22nd of March. Some of the international news for you this morning. Ukraine's military said on Tuesday that residents should brace for more indiscriminate Russian shelling of critical infrastructure, as US President Joe Biden issued one of his strongest warnings yet that Moscow is considering using chemical weapons. Russian troops have failed to capture any major Ukrainian city more than 4 weeks into their invasion and increasingly are resorting to causing massive destruction to residential areas using airstrikes, long-range missiles and artillery. The southern port of Mariupol has become a focal point of Russians' assault and lies largely in ruins with bodies lying in the streets. But attacks were also reported to have intensified on the second city, Kharkiv, on Monday. A Russian court has found jailed Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny guilty of large-scale fraud, the court said on Tuesday. Russian prosecutors are seeking to move Navalny to a maximum security penal colony for 13 years on charges of fraud and contempt of court. Navalny is already serving a 2.5-year sentence at a prison camp east of Moscow for parole violations related to charges that he says were trumped up to thwart his political ambitions. Russian Deputy Foreign Minister Igor Morgulov met with North Korea's ambassador to Russia and discussed developing bilateral relations in a context of changes happening in the international arena, the Russian Foreign Ministry said on Tuesday. And rescuers scoured heavily forested mountain slopes in southern China on Tuesday looking for victims and flight recorders from a China Eastern Airlines passenger jet that crashed a day earlier with 132 people on board. Parts of the Boeing 737-800 were strewn among trees charred by fire after China's first crash of a commercial jetliner since 2010. Burnt remains of identity cards and wallets were also seen, said state media. He survived the Nazi Buchenwald concentration camp during World War II. He survived the Dora-Mittelbau concentration camp in the same war and the Bergen-Belsen camp. So last week, Boris Romanchenkov, a 96-year-old Holocaust survivor, was killed when shelling hit his ordinary apartment in the war-ravaged Ukrainian city of Kharkiv. In footage shared on social media last week, a crowd of people in the northeastern Chinese city of Shenyang bang against the windows of a clothing market as they shout in frustration at the announcement of yet another round of COVID-19 tests. Though the local government quickly urged people not to spread rumours about the incident, the response from netizens was immediate. "Refuse quarantine," said one. "Many people have awoken to the truth," said another. And lastly, Russian journalist Dmitry Muratov, a co-winner of last year's Nobel Peace Prize, said on Tuesday that he would donate his Nobel Medal to be auctioned to raise funds for Ukrainian refugees. And that's it. Not too much looking around Reuters for this morning, but there we go. That's it. Time on The Breakfast Show. We're 5 minutes, and that is after the hour of 7 o'clock.
The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
Thank you.
there we are. Tell you what, that's not a bad cover at all, is it? Tom Petty's there, and his version of Something in the Air. It was originally written, originally released, back in 1969 by Thunderclap Newman. Thunderclap Newman, an English rock band that Pete Townshend of The Who and Kit Lambert formed in 1969 in a bid to showcase the talents of Johnny Speedy Keane, Jimmy McCulloch, and Andy Thunderclap Newman. There we go. So, good cover. Not bad at all. We're going to take one more piece of music, I think, and then we'll take a look and see what the weather's doing. Can't tell you right now, quite bright and pleasant looking out of the studio window. And the piece of music we're going to play, I know, something from Adam Lambert. Time for Miracles.
Baby, you know that maybe it's
Oh, there we go. That's a good one, isn't it? Adam Lambert and Time for Miracles. I tell you what, read the news. We need a few of those right now, don't we? By the way, don't forget joining me a little bit later on this morning, in the 8 o'clock hour this morning. Florian Davrou is coming into the studio from Alliance Francaise, together with the Ambassador for Canada to the Republic of Panama, Her Excellency Kim Osu. They're coming in around about 8:30. We'll be talking about a movie, which I think is just called Canada, if I'm not mistaken. It's just, we've got it all over it, which I no doubt is why the ambassador's coming in. So that's what we're going in the 8 o'clock hour today. Looking forward to that. And it is Tuesday, which means in the last hour of this morning's program, Feisty Foodie, Sarah Solomon, who also, by the way, is up there in Canada. And she'll be giving us our recipes for this week. Time to take a look and see what the weather's doing. Looking out the studio window, as I mentioned, rather pleasant this morning. We've got some sunshine out there, which is nice. Not too bright, doesn't show the dust in the studio. Now, let's take a look. We're going to start, as we do, Costa Riba in the province of Colón. We've got 32 degrees Celsius being the maximum temperature today, with 23 degrees the minimum. 38 degrees Celsius, the thermal sensation, with relative humidity at 78%, which, if I remember rightly, is pretty much the same as yesterday. And we've got a chance for a few showers during the course of this morning, this afternoon. Tonight, though, will be partially cloudy over there in Costa Arriba. Moving over to West Panama, 32 degrees Celsius, the maximum temperature, with 24 being the minimum. 37, thermal sensation, 74, relative humidity. Cloudy over there during the course this morning. This afternoon, isolated showers. And tonight will be clear. I tell you what, it was nice and clear last night. Did you see the moon? Oh, lovely. Very bright. Yeah. We had the window, because we sleep, we call it camping. We sleep with the bedroom windows open now, saving a fortune on electricity. But we have it sort of open. Watching the moon last night, absolutely beautiful. But I completely digress. That was West Panama. Let's move up to us here in the metro area. A bit of a surprise looking at this for the moment. 33 degrees Celsius, the maximum temperature, with 23 degrees the minimum. Thermal sensation, 39 degrees. That is the last of mild discomfort before we get to big discomfort. Relative humidity is at 78%. But it does say, I mean, I was just commenting about the sun, few showers during the course of this morning, isolated showers during the course of the afternoon, and partially cloudy tonight. Now, let's move out further. Let's go out into the Gulf of Panama. And looks like they've got the better day than all of us. We've got 31 degrees being the maximum temperature, 24 the minimum. 36 will be the thermal sensation, which is not too bad. 73% relative humidity. And it is clear out there this morning. It's going to be clear this afternoon. And it's going to be clear tonight. I think we should all go out to the islands, don't you? But to get there, we have to deal with the maritime conditions, don't we? Let's see what's happening, starting with the tides for this morning. We've got a full set for the Pacific Ocean. We got low tide. That was at 12:25 this morning, minus 0.3 of a metre. High tide, that was at 6:33. That was 4.72 metres, the high tide. Low tide again, that's going to be at 12:39 this afternoon, minus 0.06 of a metre. And the last high tide, 6:48 tonight, and that will be 4.88 metres. Now, moving over to the Caribbean, we have got high tide. That was at 3:55 this morning, just before 4 o'clock, 0.3 of a metre. We've got low tide. That was, or will be rather, at 11:38 this morning. That'll be minus 0.09 of a metre. High tide, that will be at 5:28, the second one. That'll be 0.06 of a metre. The last low tide, 9:20 tonight, and that will be just flat at zero. So there you're tight. Now, let's take a look. If you're going to be going out in the water, what we've got for you, any advisories. Let's start on the Caribbean coast. We do have a small craft advisory for this morning. Winds are going to be 20 to 30 kilometers an hour, coming from a northeasterly direction. Waves are going to be at 4 feet. In the afternoon, that small craft advisory is still in place. Wind speed is and direction is the same, 20 to 30 kilometres an hour, coming from the northeast, and the waves also the same at 4 feet. On the Pacific Ocean, we do have a small craft advisory for this morning, 20 to 25 kilometres an hour, coming from the north-northwest. Waves, not too bad, just at 1 foot. In the afternoon, the small craft advisory is in place, 20 to 30 kilometre an hour winds in the afternoon. The wind direction changes to the north in the afternoon, but the waves do remain the same, and that is just 1 foot. So there we go. That's it. There's your weather for this morning. Here's another track off of Bryan Adams' new album. This is called These Are the Moments.
I like the smell of your perfume. I like the taste of your skin. I like the way you stand at your window with the sun shining in. I like your face in the morning. Your kisses at night. Well, these are the moments that make up my life. I like to make the kids breakfast. I like the family way. I like the sound of their laughter while I plan out my day. I like the way you dance in the kitchen when there's no one in sight. Yeah, these are in the bed. I've taken some wrong roads, but I know this one's right.
I said, these are the moments that make up my life. Off of the new album from Bryan Adams, released this month on the 11th of March. The album is called So Happy It Hurts. And you know what it is? Sometimes, you know, these older artists, putting it politely, they bring out new albums, and I tell you what, I've been disappointed on so many occasions, but so far with this album, absolutely not. Love it. Go back over to Brixton in the UK, in London. Love this lady, Joy Crooks.
In the summer of 16, was it love or nicotine that made us mellow on the 31st? It was honey's paradise, just a pretty little lie, and it hit me when I saw you. Hand in hand, cold harbor line, never take it easy on the PDA. Someone better want me like that someday. Shoulder to shoulder, smile.
Is called When You Were Mine. Singing all about my old haunts around South West London. I tell you what, that's bring us down to, well, it is exactly half past the hour of 7 o'clock.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3. Con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
You know, there's no avoiding it. Tax time is here again. If you have to do your taxes up north there for Estados Unidos, well, it's that time of the year. And this year, H&R Block have got many filing options to make it easy for you. Their tax professionals are here to do your tax return with or without the office visit. Now, you can drop by the office, or you can use the drop-off service, or a tax professional can even do your taxes virtually. You can contact H&R Block Panama at hrblock@cwpanama.net or on 260-1037, or you can WhatsApp and call on 6674-1037. Block! They've got your back. And it is time for us to take a look at some of the international business news for this Tuesday. It is Tuesday morning. It is March the 22nd. If you've just joined us this morning, well, welcome. We're going to be here till 10 o'clock. Stick around. The European Union's foreign ministers disagreed on Monday on whether and how to slap sanctions on Russia's lucrative energy sector over its invasion of Ukraine, with Germany saying that the bloc was too dependent on Russian oil to decide an embargo. The EU and allies have already imposed hefty measures against Russia, including freezing its central bank's assets. Russia's siege and bombardment of Mariupol port, which EU foreign policy chief Josep Borrell called a massive war crime, is increasing pressure for action. Oil slipped below $114 a barrel on Tuesday, giving up some of the previous day's 7% surge as European Union members disagreed on that potential oil embargo on Russia, although persistent supply risks limited the decline. European Union foreign ministers are split on whether to join the United States in banning Russian oil. Some countries, including Germany, as we mentioned, say that the bloc is too dependent on the fossil fuels from Russia to withstand such a step. Tesla will today, Tuesday, deliver to customers the first 30 Model Y cars made at its 5 billion euro Grünheide plant, launching its first European production hub. That is the biggest investment in a German car factory in recent history. Chief Executive Elon Musk arrived in Berlin on Monday for the event, tweeting, "Excited to hand over the first production cars made by Giga Berlin Brandenburg tomorrow, today." French carmaker Renault resumed production at its Moscow plant on Monday. Company spokesman told Reuters Renault suspended operations at its car assembly plant in Moscow in late February, saying at the time it was due to a forced change in existing logistic routes. Pfizer Inc. said on Monday that it was recalling some lots of blood pressure drug Accuretic and two authorized cheaper versions of the drug due to the presence of elevated levels of nitrosamine, a potential cancer-causing impurity. Pfizer said it had not received any reports of adverse events related to the drug up until now. Alibaba raised its share buyback program to $25 billion on Tuesday, the largest ever repurchase plan by the e-commerce giant, to prop up its battered shares as it fights off regulatory scrutiny and concerns about slowing growth. Alibaba shares, which have more than halved in the past year, surged on the news and closed up 11%. Its US-listed stock rose 9% in pre-market trading. The plan comes amid a tech stock rally in the past few days after Chinese Vice Premier Liu Qi said that Beijing will roll out more measures to boost the economy as well as favorable policy steps for capital markets. And sticking with China, China Evergrande Group plans to return land set aside for collateral for a trust loan from CITIC Trust Company to the Guangzhou government. Two sources familiar with the matter said on Tuesday, in a workout arrangement that could be replicated in other parts of China's indebted property sector. The deal centres around the 3.25 billion won, which is around about $510.73 million US dollars, trust loan that CITIC Trust issued to Evergrande using funds raised from investors, according to the sources and a document reviewed by Reuters partially outlining the plan. And Finland's Nokian Tyres PLC said on Tuesday that it would continue production in Russia to retain control of its local factory at a time when many companies are halting operations in protest at Russia's invasion of Ukraine. They say, "By continuing to operate the passenger car tire factory in Russia, we want to make sure that the factory is operated and controlled by Nokian Tyres also in the future," it said. The company also said that this would also help ensure that its products were not used for military purposes. So that's it. There's some of the things in the world of business. Now, talking about the world of business, do you understand cryptocurrencies? Well, there is an event this coming Saturday which might help. It's from 5 p.m. till 8 p.m. Saturday, late afternoon to the early evening, at the Emotions Dinner Theatre. It's called Crypto, and they've got special guest speakers, Tony Vase and Joff Paradise. Joff was here, remember, in the studio, talking exactly about this, about crypto. And for the first time in my life, I understood something about what he was saying. It starts at 5 p.m. at the Emotions Dinner Theatre, which is on the Mirage Casino, fifth floor. They do have an open bar as well for $30, going right through till 7 p.m. So that's Saturday afternoon, 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. at the Emotions Dinner Theatre, Casino Mirage, fifth floor, and learn all about crypto and have your questions answered. Time on The Breakfast Show, if you are keeping in time, 23 minutes. That's before the hour of 8 o'clock.
This rock got to roll, so I hit the road and made my getaway. Restless feeling really got a hold. I started searching for a better way. And I kept on looking for a sign in the middle of the night, but I couldn't see the light. I
Oh, there we go. That's the Climax Blues Band there, and couldn't get it right. Let's say a very good morning to Mary Lou. Mary Lou drops a little note here. She says, it's a good day, everybody. The moon was beautiful last night, and it is still visible, apparently, so it's not too late. You can go out and see the moon. I tell you what. Let's hope it was a good moon last night. Last thing we need is a bad moon rising. There we go, yes. Creedence Clearwater Revival and Bad Moon Rising. And say, don't forget, Sarah's going to be cooking up later on today, because Sarah will be joining us in the last hour of this morning's program. She said it's at March the 21st, first day of spring, so she thought she would do some nice spring recipes. What if we could have spring rolls? It says in and she says, asparagus, you can do asparagus, cream of asparagus soup with lemon and parmesan, sugar snap pea salad with feta, radishes and arugula, touch of mint, oh, there we are, birthday cake hack, amazing frosting hack, okay, have to see what that, and a whiskey smash, oh, there we are, got to that in the end. So there we are, that's it. That's what Feisty Foodie is going to be talking about in the last hour of this morning's programme. This is Semisonic. This is called Never You Mind. No, really, it's called Never You Mind. That's it, Samsonic, and Never You Mind. Mary Lou's asked if we could play a piece of music for her this morning. Oh, of course we can. She said, could you please play Pride and Joy from Stevie Ray Vaughan? Of course, yes, let's do that, shall we? Let's have a round of applause.
her hand. He told her, never will I leave you, my love. But just as soon as he's gone again, she's up flapping in the wind, wondering what she must have been thinking of. She said, darling, I've been in and out so many doors, and I've always tried to keep my head with all the men I've known before. It's a thing that only evil men can bring. Let me skin this cat another way. There was a man who had a plan to settle down with Marianne, but she left him on his wedding day. He's a darling. I've been in and out so many doors. I've always tried to keep my hair with all the girls I've known before.
There's Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings there, and Stranger to My Happiness. We're just going to squeeze one more in. This is for Renee this morning. She dropped us a little note, says, good morning, can you please play Life Means Good? And it's from Joe Walsh, of course.
Amen.
89.3, con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Emotions Dinner Theatre, taking over the nights in Panama. And Encuentro 24, you publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Do you know that there's a restaurant with live shows, Las Vegas style, in Panama City? It's called Emotions Dinner Theatre, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday and Saturday. From 7pm to 3am, the dinner and show everyone is talking about at Mirage Casino, 5th floor, Eurostar Hotel. Make a reservation, WhatsApp or call 6999-5245. Or email emotionsreservations@gmail.com.
Welcome to Burlesque.
Oh. Whoa! Ballet Motors! Best car stylist around Panama! What's that, them? At 6431-0419.
Honey, I'll always love you. I promise to always love you.
You can't.
That's The Journey, and When You Love a Woman. Before that, Radio, you can't change that. We're going to take another piece of music. Soon we're going to be talking with my guest this morning. We've got the ambassador, the Canadian ambassador to the Republic of Panama with us, and we're going to have Florian from Alliance Française talking about a movie which is coming up. Which has been supported by both. I'll be talking about that. And I want to get back to Stevie Ray Vaughan. Jesus dropped me a line because we played a message, a request from Mary Lou earlier on. He says, I bet you haven't got Stevie Ray Vaughan and Superstition. Of course I have.
Well, we're back. And just in time for one of the world's premier guitar players, Mr. Stevie Ray Vaughan.
We'll be right back.
There we go. That's for Jesus this morning. Stevie Ray Vaughan, Superstition. You'd be surprised what I got laying around in my music collection. I tell you what, I do like this one. This one's getting a lot of airplay over in the UK right now. It comes from a lady. Her name is Yola. It's called Dancing Away in Tears. There she goes, that nice, I told you. Dancing Away in Tears from Yola. And after this next piece of music, we'll be talking with my guest this morning. We've got Florian from Alliance Francaise. We've got Her Excellency, the ambassador for Canada to Panama.
Depuis ses lèvres contre les tiennes, j'ai comme un poison dans les veines. Y'a mon âme coincée sous les verres, et dans ma bouche, un goût amer. Je rêve seule avec mes acouphènes. T'as mis mon cœur en quarantaine. Mon amour tu m'as mise à terre. Aveugle et sourde et sans repère. Je te pardonne pour mon cœur fracassé. Je te pardonne pour tout ce que tu m'as fait. Je te pardonne d'avoir tout niqué. Je te pardonne. Je voudrais oublier, je me sens conne. J'aurais pas pensé, j'abandonne. Je mets tout de côté, tu m'étonnes. L'amour fait crever, je te pardonne. Je te pardonne, je te pardonne. La nuit est longue, je me sens si seule. Mes rêves s'effondrent, ils tirent la gueule. Notre lit devient comme un cercueil. Mes pleurs se fondent avec la table.
La nuit est longue, je me sens minable. Mes rêves s'effondrent et je pète un câble. Dans notre chambre, je vois même le diable. Je te pardonne pour mon cœur fracassé. Je te pardonne pour tout ce que tu m'as fait. Je te pardonne d'avoir tout niqué. Je te pardonne, je voudrais oublier, je me sens conne. J'aurais pas pensé, j'abandonne. Je mets tout de côté, tu m'étonnes. L'amour fait crever, je te pardonne, je te pardonne. Je voyais bien plus que du noir sur la palette de la douleur. Toutes les variantes du désespoir.
Oh, there we go. Isn't French a beautiful language? That's her name is Hoshi, and je te pardonne. Did I get that about right?
Perfect.
Oh, it's unusual. We've got Florian with us from Alliance Francaise, and it's great to welcome to the studio Her Excellency Kim Ursu, the Canadian ambassador to the Republic of Panama. Welcome to you, Kim.
Thank you very much, Jerry. It's nice to be in your studio and nice to be in Panama.
Yeah, it is, isn't it? You know, although, you know, well, we haven't had much of a summer this year, but believe it or not. I mean, we've been having rain and a lot of it. So anyway, look, it's lovely to have you both with us. We're going to be talking about a movie that you're both involved in. But first of all, let me just ask you, Ambassador, you know, you've sort of settled in now. How are you enjoying it?
I love life in Panama. I've been here for about 6 months now, and I've had a chance to see a lot of the country already, mostly the West, traveling with my family as well as with projects with the Embassy of Canada here. So it's been, you know, really exciting to learn more and more about the country and, of course, to meet more and more Panamanian people.
No, well, it is, and it's different. The thing is, you've got so many players. I don't know if you've been up towards Boquete, up that way yet, but it's a completely different climate, isn't it?
Indeed. We went there over Christmas. The closest thing we could find to a Canadian Christmas. No snow. but at least some very fresh air.
Yeah, wonderful. Well, I'm glad you're enjoying it. It's a great place to be. I mean, I sort of came here 30 years ago, almost by accident, and never left. Now look what's happened to everybody. They've got to listen to me in the morning.
I don't think they'll let me stay for that long.
you never know. Anyway, look, it's great to have you with us. Tell us a little bit about Henri.
Yes, so Henri is a Canadian film that we are showing next week as part of our celebration for the Francophonie. So as you know, and as many of your listeners will know, Canada has two official languages, English and French. Mm-hmm. And so we are a very proud member of the Francophonie. It's our chance to highlight a spirit of solidarity that drives international collaboration and has been for over half of a century. And so this film is something that we're doing in collaboration with Alliance Française. And thank you very much to Florian and his team for helping us to organize this. It's an award-winning film that talks about the story of a young man in Montreal who grew up in a convent and is unceremoniously ejected from said convent, and we follow him on his adventures.
Oh, well, that's an unusual story.
It is.
You know? Yes. Okay. And tell me, Alliance Française, this is being shown through Alliance Française?
Well, This movie will be projected on the next Thursday at 8 in the French Alliance. It's totalmente free, so everyone can come in the French Alliance and having a good time.
Oh, wonderful.
Can I correct? It's Tuesday, March 29th at 8 p.m.
Oh, okay.
We invite everyone to come and join us.
Okay. Oh, wonderful. So how long has this been, this sort of movie? Is it been in the making very long, or?
So this was released in 2014.
Oh, okay.
And since then, it's enjoyed a lot of success.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that the audience here in Panama will really enjoy it.
Oh, that's great. All right. And let me see. What else is going on this week? Because I know you guys are always busy at Alliance Française.
Yeah, this is true. We have a lot. So, well, this week we also have cine. We have the next 3 days we have movies, so again, mm-hmm. totally free. So everybody can come to the French Alliance. We have also exposition. We have a conference on the history of the French people who were there in Panama when mm-hmm. they built mm-hmm. the canal mm-hmm. and how they could influence on the politics, on the society. So all you will find on the rest of this French culture, no? We also have a mercadito, like a market where mm-hmm. we'll be giving food, Francophonian food. We'll have wine from Canada. We'll have cakes from Morocco. We'll also have a soup from Haiti. We'll have pie from France. We'll have a lot of things.
It's a world journey, really, then, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a a food journey. Yeah. So this will be on Saturday 2 of April. And again, it's free, so
oh, wonderful.
You don't have any excuse to not come to the French Alliance.
It doesn't have any excuse. And tell me, that's interesting because Florian just mentioned Canadian wine, and it's something I'd not really sort of thought of.
Oh, Jerry, you have to try it.
Definitely,
Canada
yes.
has wonderful wine from all across the country, and we're very happy to be contributing our wine selection to this event, the Mercadito Cultural, on Saturday, April 2nd from 3 to 8 p.m. You can try red wine, white wine from British Columbia, from Ontario, and I think that you'll really enjoy it.
I don't have a lot of trouble enjoying a glass of wine, I can tell you that. So there's always a lot happening. I tell you what, we're going to take another piece of music. We'll be back with our guests in a moment. This is from a guy, his name is Theo Katzman, and it's just called Best.
Direct.
By the way, if you are keeping an eye on the time, we are 18 minutes away from the top of the hour. Don't forget, top of the hour, 9 o'clock. We will be looking at the news. If you missed it at 8, we got it again for you at 9 o'clock this morning. And it's a Canada Day today, because in the last hour, don't forget, we do link up on a Tuesday with our feisty foodie, Sarah Solomon, up there in Toronto. I think that's where she hangs out. Is that near the Niagara Falls?
It's fairly close, within a few hours.
Must be the right place.
But somebody from Canada would pronounce it Toronto. Toronto.
You know, it's the same. We have the same with I love the way, because we have a place in the UK called Warwick. Okay, spelled Warwick, but we pronounce it as Warwick. And I used to get a lot of flack from listeners when I played a piece of music by Dionne Warwick. It's not Dionne Warwick, it's Warwick. And I remember in London when I, you know, used to work and live most of the time, and Americans would come up to you and ask you where Leicester Square is. You know, say, where? What? Oh, Leicester Square, yes. We're very bad with our language, really, aren't we?
I can only imagine what Panamanians think when I try to pronounce some of the names here as well. I do my best, and I think I'm getting better.
Probably better than me, I could tell you. You were just telling me while we were listening to the music there, you've got a new initiative on the go?
That's right, Jerry. I wanted to take this opportunity to share with your listeners that we've just issued a call for proposals for our Canada Fund for Local Initiatives. So this is a program through which we work with local organizations who advance shared priorities such as human rights, gender equality, LGBTI rights here in Panama. So this call for proposals is now open, and it's open until April 17th. You can find out more information on our Instagram and our Twitter at MCanPanama. And I know this has been one of my joys since arriving here in Panama 6 months ago, is going and seeing some of the projects that have been on the go since last year. For example, we've got a great project in Darien with the Red Cross, where we're helping migrants and providing support to people who need psychosocial support, and helping LGBTI migrants with their special special needs, and because they're particularly vulnerable. I've visited a summer camp that the IEEE, the International Organization for Engineers, has made for young girls in Arehan. And that's to promote the idea of girls and women joining STEM professions, of course a non-traditional role for women, as well as a great program that we're doing with the Hijas de Alquebulan, which is empowering young women, Afrodescendientes, in order to take leadership roles here in Panama and all around the world. So it's been a real pleasure for me to get to know these local organizations, and we're looking to a new round of organizations coming and working with the Embassy of Canada, and of course we have funds available to make that happen.
I was going to say, how do you assist them? Is it just purely funds, or
it's also as some training and capacity building as well. So we have a lot of experience in running these programs, and we're able to guide them along of what's worked for in the past and things that they might want to consider. But of course, they are the local experts. They know best what the needs here in Panama are, and so we're happy to work with them to make the biggest and best impact possible.
Okay, well, that's interesting. That's good. I mean, especially you mentioned the migration issue. I think Panama seems to have this very well controlled, doesn't it? But it is, and I mean, I find it amazing. These people come through the Darien. I mean, that's not the easiest of routes. And then you see these stories that they're taken, you know, they're abused. The trafficker, the people traffickers, they take such terrible advantage of these people, and just trying to, you know, find a way to get a better life.
Well, I really agree with you, Jerry, that I think that the government of Panama is doing a good job in assisting a lot of these very vulnerable people who are being sometimes forcibly displaced from their homes. I don't think anyone chooses to be a refugee.
No.
And so, you know, for Canada is a very multicultural country. We're a country of immigrants, people who've come from away, in addition to our indigenous communities, of course. I haven't been to Darien yet, but I'm actually going this week. And so I'd be
you're
happy
doing better than I am.
I'd be happy to come back on afterwards and talk more about
it. I'd be interested because, I mean, I've never actually been to the Darien. You know, I've been the other way, you know, let's say, like you said, to the west, but, then I don't really know the reason why. Probably because I don't think my car would get me there and back. But, no, it is a very interesting area. And of course, it's the buffer that we have against. I mean, a lot of people say, "Oh, you know, why don't they build a road?" You know, down to said, "Well, as soon as you build a road, you're opening up the country to all sorts of things." It's like a protection. Not only that, it's not just a protection for the country per se, but it's also very, very important from an eco perspective. And of course, you know, it's not just a point of putting a road in. Once you put a road in, you're going to get a gas station. Then when you get a gas station, you're going to get a little shop. Then you're going to get people living in the road. And then before you know it, it's gone. So it's very important.
It's such a complex issue, as you've said. It's environmental. It's the indigenous communities whose homes are
exactly.
there, who are receiving these migrants. And one of the things I've appreciated about the response of the Panamanian government is that they really are looking at root causes.
Mm-hmm.
And Canada, as well as our partners, are working with Panama, you know, towards long-term solutions.
Mm. And, of course, the thing that the government is working very closely with the surrounding countries and with the United States, which is where a lot of them are sort of ultimately trying to get through. So, yeah, good work. And now, just remind everybody again, if they have an organization that's interested, they can get in touch with you again. How?
Absolutely. So please go on our Instagram and our Twitter, @mbcanpanama, and look for the Canada Fund for Local Initiatives Call for Proposals, or CFLI. And I can't leave your show, Jerry, without also talking about the upcoming football game, Canada versus Panama, on Wednesday, March 30th. We're really excited for the two teams to face off again.
And that's one of the matches that's going to be played here, I think, isn't
that's
it?
That's right, it's here
yeah,
in Panama.
Yeah, well, the heat's on our side. Because it's snowing up there at the moment, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, we'll do all right. What do you mean it's hot? Like Guns N' Roses. There we go. That's Since I Don't Have You, Guns N' Roses. Nice version. We are just coming up to 6 minutes away from the top of the hour. We've got our guest, Her Excellency, Kim Ersu from the Canadian Ambassador to the Republic of Panama. Lovely to have Kim with us today. And you're going to be, it looks like, I think you're going to be coming backwards and forwards after you've been to the Darien.
Looking forward to that, yeah.
Yeah, no, you're welcome anytime. And Florian, you, I mean, you've got a lot going on at the moment. How do you get this sort of all, because you're going all year long.
Yeah.
I mean, you must have a fair old team, or is it just you?
No, we are three, well, there's a, we all are a large team. Right. Like the cultural team will be me, and mm-hmm. I have also two girls that are marvelous.
Okay.
That are working with me, and so yeah, another girl also in communication. So no, we are a super good team.
Oh, wonderful.
And working hard.
No, I know. And I mean, bringing some great artists, some great exhibitions. I have a wonderful time chatting to the photographer.
Gregory.
Oh, yeah, Gregory. He's lovely. I want to sit with him in the studio.
Well, I think he would love to.
He's very, very, very nice. So, yeah, absolutely wonderful. Ambassador Woods, was the embassy got any sort of embassy-al events coming up?
Yes, sure. We're actually participating in an event tonight called the Encuentro con Amigos, mm-hmm. Which is featuring some Canadian musicians being virtually beamed in. The theater that's in the Alcaldía. So we're going to be enjoying some Canadian music and, again, a little bit of Canadian wine.
Mm-hmm.
That's tonight. And, of course, soccer game, but our football game next week.
Thank you.
We have some Canadian Navy ships in port next week as well.
Right.
Mm-hmm. This is another great collaboration that we enjoy with Panama, where our Canadian military transits through the canal, mm-hmm. of course, on a regular basis, and we'll be meeting up with some of our Canadian Armed Forces members through their tour. And it's a very busy time for the Embassy of Canada as well. I want to thank my team for working so hard, as always.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing some trade outreach. We have some Canadian businesses throughout Panama.
I was going to ask you how is the trade between Canada and Panama?
We're very close trading partners, and things are going very well. We have some Canadian companies who are here in Panama, including Scotiabank, First Quantum Minerals,
mm-hmm.
As well as some engineering firms as well. We have very strong trade in the fields of agriculture. And infrastructure, as well as, of course, a shared priority, which is clean technology,
mm-hmm.
as we
mm-hmm.
work towards a just and mm-hmm. equitable energy transition in Canada and Panama, mm-hmm. just as mm-hmm. well as every country around
right.
the world.
Right. And, of course, you mentioned Quantum. I think Quantum is one of their biggest investments, I think, in Panama, isn't it?
Indeed, yes.
Yeah.
They have the Cobre Panama mine. Mm-hmm. Which I actually got to go and visit last week. It was a real very interesting experience to go and see the very sustainable and careful investment that they've made here in Panama, as well as many of the community projects that they are investing in with members of the surrounding communities on things like agriculture, education, I saw some coffee, some reforestation
okay.
as well.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Excellent. Well, look, thank you so much for being with us this morning. And remind everybody about the movie.
Yeah, Henri, which will be on Tuesday at 8 p.m. in the French Alliance. We also have this week from Wednesday to Friday cinema.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing, 8 p.m. in the French Alliance, total... free. It's totally
okay.
free.
And remind everybody where the Alliance Française is.
Well, in La Calle 44,
mm-hmm.
where it crosses with the Arroz Semena.
Okay. All right. We got that. In England, we say, go down to the Queen's Head. When you get to the Queen's Head, turn around, you'll see the post office. Ambassador, thank you so very much for being with us. That's Kim Osu, the Canadian Ambassador for the Republic of Panama, with us this morning. And that's it. That brings us up towards the top of the hour. As I mentioned, don't forget, we're going to be going back up to Canada. We're going to be chatting with iFeisty foodie Sarah, and seeing as yesterday was the spring equinox, she's going to be giving us some spring recipes. And I checked, there's not a spring roll in there anywhere. So that's it. We'll be back with you in a minute. We're going to take a little break, and then we'll have the news for you.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Emotions Dinner Theatre, taking over the nights in Panama. And Encuentro 24, you publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
How about a special night out with a loved one? A gourmet dinner with a spectacular Las Vegas-style show right here in Panama City. Emotions Dinner Theatre at the Mirage Casino on the fifth floor, Eurostar Hotel, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday and Saturday. Make a reservation, WhatsApp or call 6999-5245 or email emotionsreservations@gmail.com. You know, there's no avoiding it. Tax time is here again. If you have to do your taxes up north there for Estados Unidos, well, it's that time of the year. And this year, H&R Block have got many filing options to make it easy for you. Their tax professionals are here to do your tax return with or without the office visit. Now, you can drop by the office, or you can use the drop-off service, or a tax professional can even do your taxes virtually. You can contact H&R Block Panama at hrblock@cwpanama.net or on 260-1037, or you can WhatsApp and call on 6674-1037. Block, they've got your back. Every company really needs to have strong foundations, don't they? Especially if you work in the world of construction. Therefore, you need to speak to the people that can make those foundations. Cementos Progreso. The present and the future are built because building is the engine that moves them. Have a word with our friends at Cementos Progreso.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM. From the heart of Panama City in English.
There we go, that's for Bienvenido this morning. Asked if we could play that. He's already decided on the result of the football game. Good morning, Bienvenido. You asked if we could play Def Leppard. Pour Some Sugar on Me. Oh, well, whatever works for you works for me. There's Belinda Carlisle on the show. Have you ever?
Have you ever wandered lonely through the woods? And everything that feels just as it should. You're part of a life there. You're part of something good. If you've ever wandered lonely through the woods. Ooh. If you've ever wandered. Have you ever stared into a starry sky? Lying on your back, you're asking why? What's the purpose? I wonder who am I? If you've ever stared into a starry sky.
Morning, Jerry. Hey, yes, how you doing? Oh, yeah. I'm sitting looking out the window into direct sunlight. Here, this morning, it's like, I can't believe it. I'm lying in bed, and I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm in the city. Wow, it's nice and quiet. And then I hear, I was like, oh, man, that sounds more like the countryside than the city side. But it is delicious. That kind of hum that you hear when the traffic's rolling by is just delicious. And that sun peeking between those two towers over there, whoo, I get a double blast, once from the sun and once from the reflection off its water. It is beautiful this morning. I'm so excited. Unfortunately, I have to drive back to the countryside. Hopefully, everything I get picked up. Got the exterminator, got the AC done, oh my goodness, so much stuff. I finally got my plates to my moto. Whoo, took 3 months. Oh, it's amazing how long it can take. But I had a letter saying that I was legal. It's just now I actually have the physical license plate, which is always nice. I miss my moto in the countryside. I'm thinking about putting it in there. But you know what? It's so wonderful to ride around this city in the moto. I truly enjoy this city. I love being here. Walked to a restaurant last night. And I haven't, it's not that we don't have fish in El Valle. But walking down to have a bit of sushi and be able to walk back, it was just divine. There are papaya trees here everywhere. I hope you all just take a moment and look up and look around you to see all the beautiful nature that is in this city. The green spaces that are here that just are so divine. It's wonderful. You're so blessed. We are all so blessed. All right. You guys keep washing your hands. Stay away from each other. Let's get through this one more time. And back to you in the studio.
Starting in my heart, reaching a fever pitch, and it's bringing me out the dark. Finally, I can see you crystal clear. Go ahead and sell me out, and I'll lay your ship bare. See, I'll leave with every
to the light and reach out for his hand. Don't ask any questions and don't try to understand. Open up your mind and then open up your heart. And you
Union of Souls, and I believe. Breakfast show time, 9:30 of 9 o'clock, and it's time to go back to Canada. Good morning, feisty foodie. Are you there?
I am here. Can you hear me?
I think you sort of froze for a minute.
Sorry.
That's all right.
I was waving to Yaz behind you. How are you doing today?
Well, look, it looked like I had arms coming out of my ears. Look.
Oh, someone decided to take a screen grab of that. I wish I knew how. That was brilliant. Oh, how are you? How's things there?
It's okay. We had the Canadian ambassador in here earlier this morning.
Oh, who is the new Canadian ambassador? Went through three of them when we were there, but I'm not sure who it is.
No, she's been here 6 months.
Okay.
And her name is Kim Ursu.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, lovely lady.
Oh, we always had such a good relationship, see. They were always so helpful for us.
Hmm. Yeah. Well, she was asking when you were coming back.
Well, she's not the only one. Anyway, how are things? We're just about to be starting spring here. You know, yesterday was the first official day of spring.
That's right.
Although you know, we had like 12 degrees, but now we're back at like minus one or something. So it's like a little tease. I call it like first fake spring.
But you're all keeping well?
Yes. And you guys?
Yeah, we're doing fine.
Well, as you know, we all had COVID like about a month ago.
Yeah, that's right.
And yesterday was the first day where they lifted the mask mandates.
Oh, really? We're still waiting.
Yeah, so kids yesterday for the first time in 2 years didn't wear masks in school. So quite a big deal.
No, I mean, I can't wait. I mean, I'm getting to the point now I'm getting really fed up of wearing the damn thing. But, you know, outside, I mean, why?
No, you know. That's a crazy rule. I mean, for us, you know, it's more when you go grocery shopping or to the mall or something. So it'll be very liberating to finally, you know, not have to do that. Although it's optional. I mean, you can still keep it on if you want.
Oh, but, yeah, of course. Yeah.
You know, if we feel immune. We had it. We're done with it. We feel like we're on the other side. So, you know, definitely looking forward to that.
Well, we hope so.
Happy birthday to you for yesterday.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Did you have a great day? Did you celebrate?
It was quiet, actually, but it was really nice because, I mean, I got so many messages from lovely people that, you know, listen to the show and people that know me and whatever. So, yeah, most of my day was spent sort of using the two thumbs on the phone, you know.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, that's very 2020.
And, it was relaxing. It was relaxing. It was just, you know, another one gone. When you get to my age, you lose count.
Did you go anywhere for dinner or anything? Have anything delicious?
No, well, I had delicious because Christina brought me back some nice desserts last night from, just gave part of one to Yasmin. It was good, wasn't it? Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I love it.
Yeah, see, we're doing our.
I hope you at least blew out a little candle, like one candle or something.
No.
Okay, I guess at your age.
You see, the thing is, you get to so many candles. And then you don't have enough breath to blow them out, so there's no point.
Well, I hope that doesn't happen to me.
And we need a permit from the fire brigade if we're going to have them in the apartment. So.
Well, that's Panama for you. They love their red tape.
So, no, it was very nice. It was a very nice day. It was just relaxing. It was very, very nice, very enjoyable.
Nice. Well, you know, your birthday marks the beginning of like a new kind of foodie season where we've got new vegetables. And I'm hoping that you guys are getting them all too. Maybe Renee can confirm for us. And I wanted to kind of focus a little bit on, you know, the spring produce that comes in. Cause you know, for us, we've been in winter. I know you guys are still in summer and nothing changes for you. But I do think that because so much of the produce is imported, you do start to see a few new things that are, you know, kind of springtime produce. So I was thinking we could focus on one of my favorite springtime veggies, which is asparagus.
Okay.
And I know you guys get them there. I've seen the white ones.
We often buy asparagus.
Right? Mm-hmm. And you keep them, like, standing upright in a little bowl of water?
No.
Yeah, you should. It's the best way to keep them fresh. Okay?
Okay. Like you do with your flowers.
Yeah, exactly.
They're not very attractive, though.
But aren't those tips cute? Now, the tips are really, really cute.
Mm. Hey, tell me if this is right, because I always learned that, you know, when you prepare, because you've got the woody part at one end, and you've got the nice, the like you said, the tip, and then, but if you just break it,
yeah,
is that right, that is the right place, it automatically breaks in the right place to avoid the woody bit?
Yeah, it says it should break off naturally where the woody bit is.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, in this recipe, I've just said to trim the bottoms. And what I want you to do is trim the tops as well, but reserve one bunch of tops. And we're going to use that as a garnish.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we're going to make a cream of asparagus soup with Parmesan cheese and fresh lemon. All right? Mm-hmm. And it takes about maybe from start to finish, maybe half an hour, 40 minutes at the most.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to start off with some butter and some diced onions in a pan over about medium-high heat. And we're going to cook them until they're soft and translucent, maybe 6 or 7 minutes or so. And then we're going to throw in a minced garlic clove as well. And we're going to just cook that for about a minute until it's nicely fragrant. Okay, super simple so far.
Okay.
Now we're adding our asparagus pieces, so cut into about 1-inch pieces. And we're just going to season it with a bit of salt and pepper and we're going to saute that with our onion garlic mixture in butter for about 5 minutes or so. All right. Then we're going to take about 2 cups of chicken broth. I like to use the low sodium. That way I can adjust the sodium levels as I want, because we're going to add some Parmesan, plus we season it with So we're going to add some broth, and we're just going to let that simmer until the asparagus are very tender but still green. So it should take about 15 minutes or so, more or less. All right? And then while that's going on, I just want you to take a small pot, and we're going to use those tips that we cut off. We're just going to boil them in some salted water, okay, until they're about tender crisps and bright green, and we're going to shock them in a bowl of ice water. We're going to use these as a garnish because they just look so pretty. And it just seems such a waste to just blend them into the soup. Okay, so we're going to reserve half of those, and we're going to have them as our garnish.
When you say shock them by putting them in cold water, what does that have the effect of doing? Is that just to stop it cooking? Or?
Yeah, so that'll stop the cooking process. So because once we've taken them from our boiling salted water and they're nicely cooked, then we're going to put them in ice water. So because if we just strain them, that the heat that is inside will just keep it cooking, and then they'll start to get a little soft and mushy. We don't want that. So we're going to put them in a little bowl of ice water just to stock them so that the cooking process stops. All right? And we're going to set those aside. We want to drain them and set them aside for use of our garnish. And then we're just going to take – I like to use an immersion blender, which is one of those hand blenders that you can just put right into the pot. If you don't have one of those, a regular blender will do fine as well. All right, you just want to make sure that you stop and remove the lid to avoid it from overheating and popping out of the top, right?
Okay.
Which we've all makes a huge mess, plus you end up getting burned somewhere, and it's not a good thing. So we've learned from that, and we want to bring it to a really nice, smooth texture, and then we're going to put that back in the pot, or it's already going to be in our pot if we've used a hand blender, And then we're going to stir in some fresh lemon juice, about 2 tablespoons, and about a half a cup of shredded, grated Parmigiano Reggiano. All right? Then we're just going to lower the heat, and we're going to stir in, you know, maybe about half a cup of heavy cream. And we're just going to set aside a little bit of heavy cream that we're going to drizzle in, you know, just to make it look pretty when we're garnishing as well. So we're going to stir in this heavy cream. We're going to give it another taste, reseason it with salt and pepper if it's necessary, and then we're going to ladle our soup into our bowls and garnish it with a little bit of a, you know, a circle of cream, a few of those asparagus tops. You could even put a little bit of lemon zest if you want, or some fresh dill. Just looks lovely in this beautiful kind of light, fresh springtime soup that maybe takes you about a half an hour.
And tell me something, because I've tried, you know, a few times making cream soup. But what I find is that when I add the cream, it separates.
Yeah, so what happened is when you're putting in your cream, your temperature in your soup is too high. So you want the temperature to be colder, a little bit. So I said to have it on low heat when you're stirring in your cream, because you don't want it to overboil, and that's when it starts to separate and stick on the sides of the pot as well. So we don't want to avoid that. So when we're going to be adding the cream, it's really kind of the last stage of this recipe, and that's after it's been blended and the temperature is on a low heat. All right, and that'll be the key to making sure that it's nicely emulsified. And then we're just going to top it off with a little bit of cream, as I said, just for garnish to make it look pretty. So you can see it in the picture that I sent over. You can make a little circle or a zigzag or whatever you like. Yeah.
Wonderful. That sounds nice.
Yeah, and it's a great appetizer if you want to have dinner, or it's even like a really nice kind of light lunch. And I thought the perfect complement to that, which, you know, is another one of our kind of vegetables that come out in the spring, are sugar snap peas.
Okay.
All right? So those are the fatter ones, not the flat ones like the snow peas, the fatter ones that are nice and sweet.
Those, because we call those, believe it or not, in England, it's a French name, manche tout.
Manche tout means like I eat you.
You eat everything. You eat all of it. Because, you know, which makes sense. I mean, because of these flat peas. And the same, in England we call them manche tout, because in French, if I'm mistaken, it translates to eat all of it. Whereas, you know, the other ones
manche tout means like eat you, really.
Yeah, okay, because the other peas, of course, you split open and you take the pea out. Well, you just eat the whole thing. So.
Yeah, so these are like the fatter ones. Are you talking about the flatter ones, which are snow peas? today we're talking about sugar snap peas, which are, they look kind of the same, but they're like a lot fatter. And you eat the whole thing as well, although there is a string on the back that I suggest you remove. Or you can even buy it with the string already removed. You can here. I'm not sure if you can there yet at this time, but maybe you can. It's worth taking a look for. Maybe one of our regulars can let us know if those are available. So what I want to do first with this one, this is just a beautiful kind of fresh salad with sugar snap peas and feta cheese, fresh radishes, which are also kind of akin to spring. And we're going to put in some baby arugula as well, which I know you can get there. We used to buy it from a hydroponic farm, so I know you can get beautiful fresh baby arugula there. And we're going to start off just making the dressing, and we're going to do it kind of the simplest way, which is, I think, like in a glass jar, in a mason jar or any kind of glass jar. And we're going to, we want the flavor of garlic, but we don't want chunks of garlic. So what we're going to do in this recipe is just peel the garlic and smash it. Okay, we're not going to chop it up or anything because we're going to remove it later. We just want the oils from the garlic in this recipe. And then we're going to take about 3 tablespoons of lemon juice, 1 tablespoon of red wine vinegar, a quarter teaspoon of honey, some kosher salt, and then about half a cup of extra virgin olive oil, a few sticks of some ground black pepper. And we're just going to shake that in our jar, okay? And we're going to let that kind of garlic marinate in there, and we're going to set it aside for now. We're going to wash our sugar snap peas, and we're going to eat them fresh in this recipe. So we're just going to make sure that the strings are removed. And for this one, we're going to cut them into about half-inch diagonal pieces. I also like to leave some whole, and actually I like to take some out of the pot as well. I find that gives a really fun different texture. You know, you get the 3 different textures of that sugar snap pea, which really celebrates this beautiful spring veggie. And so we're going to take that. We're also going to thinly slice a bunch of radishes. Okay?
Okay.
And you can use a mandolin for that if it's easier, although they're really small, so maybe just a sharp paring knife is better. And we're going to take about 2 ounces or 2 large handfuls of baby arugula. And we're just going to toss that up in about 2/3 of our salad dressing. And we're going to rip a few little mint leaves and throw those in there as well, just for a little burst of freshness. We're going to taste it, make sure that it's well-dressed, and add in some of those whole pea pods, and you're ready to go. So this whole recipe really takes less than 10 minutes. And you're done. You've got this gorgeous fresh salad. We've made this beautiful fresh soup. So, you know, we're just really celebrating these gorgeous veggies.
And Renee said that she's got her asparagus in already. She got that from Reba Smith. But she mentioned Reba Smith and Chinese Garden both have fresh dill, which is right.
Okay.
I tell you one thing, I mean, because you're talking about sort of peas and of course the other things you get here is what I call the French beans, which are the long, thin beans.
Yeah.
But what I don't see, and which I really quite miss, is what we call runner beans in the UK, which are they're bigger and they're flat, and you just trim off the, like you mentioned, the string. You just
turn,
and you cook them like that, and they can be 6 inches long. I mean, they're excellent. Runner beans is what we call them.
Runner bean, not a fava bean. You're not talking about.
I don't know who I haven't seen the fava or the mother.
A fava, but a fava you have to take out of the pod. Okay.
No, these are flat. These are sort of always flat. I'll get you a picture up and show you.
I've got a pod, but I don't know. Runner bean, also known as scarlet bean or the multiflora bean. Okay. I don't know. I'm not sure that I'm familiar with those.
They're nice. I miss those. Sometimes you can find them already sliced. Yeah, because what you do is you have them like that, but you slice them so you've got sort of thin. I've sometimes seen them in tins, if I remember rightly, but it's not the same.
In tins? Oh, yeah, no. Beans in tins.
No.
It's got to be like baked beans are the only beans I'm buying in tins.
Yeah. And the only baked beans, I like bush baked beans, and I like my Campbell's pork and beans.
I like the bush as well. I think
the bush bean because you've got nice something. But I tell you what, I got some of this Sabonita baked beans the other day. I thought I'd try because they were cheap.
Okay.
I found out why they're cheap.
You know, do you know that phrase, there's nothing more expensive than cheap?
You're absolutely right.
Right?
And you know,
I think
carry on.
I said, I think in Spanish they say, lo barato sale caro.
Uh-huh.
Now,
you know, but I've always sort of, I must admit, here's a prime example is that Kusina.
Yeah.
I didn't buy it because I thought it was too expensive.
Yeah.
Until I started to buy it. And then I found out why it was expensive because it's so good.
So you bought
good.
Cheap one first, and then it broke, and then you have to buy the expensive one.
Yeah.
Well, this is kind of exactly the point we're making, right?
Yeah. And in fact, we bought a set of Kusina pans. And they weren't overly expensive, actually, for the set. But they'll last generations.
How many more generations are you?
And what I find is as well, for instance, like, because they're so well made and the heat disbursement is really even, that when I even use the frying pans, nothing sticks.
Well, it's more like like talking about what the coating that they put on there, right? Unless you're talking about a cast iron.
But it's just a sort of in metal. It's got no particular coating on it, but it just seems to cook in such a way that it doesn't burn anything.
Okay, well, maybe it's because you're using electric.
I don't use electric for cooking ever.
You have gas in your house there?
We always had gas.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I know you do, but I was wondering about your house.
I've only got this place.
Now, can we get to my birthday cake hack? Because I really included this. I know that I was like planning on doing a spring kind of entree of pasta primavera or something.
Mm-hmm.
But in honor of your birthday, I wanted to share with our listeners my hack for an amazing birthday cake and an amazing frosting. That's
okay.
Okay, because this starts off with a box cake recipe, but after you take the cake mix out of the box, I don't want you to follow like the other instructions on the box other than the cooking instructions. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So what we're going to do is we're going to take your favorite birthday cake out of the box. We're going to take 8 ounces of sour cream, 3/4 cup of vegetable oil, and 1/2 cup of warm water.
Okay.
We're going to mix all those ingredients together. We're going to pour them into your cake pans, and you're going to bake it per the instructions on the box.
Okay.
Okay? It makes the most moist, delicious birthday cake you've ever had. People will not know that it's from a box. I'm telling you now. It's fantastic. And then for the icing, we're not going to use, like, that really sugary icing. I prefer something that's a little less sweet. So we're going to start off with 8 ounces of cream cheese and 1/4 cup of powdered sugar. We're going to blend it until it's combined, but be sure you don't overblend it because then it'll become too soft, okay? And then this is the best part: is once you've got that beautiful mixture, we're gonna fold in a container of Cool Whip.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
And it makes it like light and fluffy and airy, and you get that bit of tartness from the cream cheese, so it's not too sweet, and it's just fantastic. I tell you, people will not know how you kind of came to get these amazing textures.
Oh, that's cool.
And I mean, it's right. And one of my favorite things to do, I'll splurge in Panama because I know strawberries are like $1 a berry, although you can get the Cerro Punto ones, which, you know, just make sure that they're sweet before you cut them up. And for the center, so I like to do this in a 2-layer cake, and I put a layer of that frosting, and then I put sliced strawberries in the center, cover the rest of the cake with icing, and then make a little strawberry decoration. Sometimes I cut them in quarters and make it in a star shape or put them around the edge or whatever. And it comes off like a strawberry shortcake, just with a lot less work. And it's super moist.
Mm-hmm.
And because you have that kind of mixture of Cool Whip and cream cheese, it's super tangy.
Oh, wonderful. I mean, I must admit, I make cakes with the box mix,
And there's nothing wrong with that.
No.
But I'm telling you,
sounds great.
Follow these hacks. It's just like it makes the fluffiest, like yummy.
I can imagine. I'm definitely going to try that.
Yeah, and it's not overly sweet. I find often with those box cakes, it can get just a little bit too cloyingly sweet.
Mm-hmm.
And because we're adding the sour cream into the mixture and the cream cheese into the frosting, it gets this beautiful kind of pop of acidity. And that combination with those fresh strawberries, especially if they're sweet, is really, really yummy. So that's why best birthday hack for your present. You know, if I was there, I would have made you one and brought it.
Yeah, but you're not, are you?
I know. I'm sorry. I actually feel like you miss me today.
I miss you every week.
Aww. You make me happy.
I mean, what are you doing still sitting up there?
I am, it's a lot going on. What can I tell you, my friend? But I phone in every week, and I'm reliable.
I know, and we're extremely grateful, but I preferred it when you came in and you brought the food with you.
I know, and booze. I know you're missing the booze.
And I'm not at all selfish.
Morning, doing rum tastings and wine sampling at 9:30 in the morning. I know you may miss that a little bit more than you miss me, but I know you miss both.
Hey, tomorrow we've got Gabrielle coming in from Mandinga Rum, so I'll be all right tomorrow.
Oh, good. Well,
and I've got a bottle of the Geisha Coffee Mandinga Rum here, which I use in my coffee.
Okay, well, you know, that explains something.
You know, absolutely. It explains a lot, you know.
Anyway, I think today I'm still keeping on with my spring theme. I'm doing a bit of a spring kind of time cocktail. It's called a Whiskey Smash. Have you had one of those before?
No.
And it uses bourbon whiskey, which you guys get there. You get, like, the Woodford Reserve. I think you may get the Bullet Rye. You get a few options there.
I've seen that, yeah.
Yeah. And so what we want to do is we're going to start off with about 5 to 8 fresh mint leaves, about a quarter of a lemon cut into, like, smaller pieces. Say if you take a quarter of lemon, cut it into three, we're good. We want about an ounce of simple syrup, which we've talked about many times. Half, one part sugar, one part water, boiled, and then we're going to use 2 ounces of bourbon. You can use 3 if you want, and a mint sprig for garnish. So we're going to start off by muddling our mint and lemon into a cocktail shaker. We're going to add our simple syrup, our whiskey, and we're going to fill the shaker with ice. We're going to shake it vigorously for about 30 seconds, and then we're going to strain that into a rocks glass or an old-fashioned glass filled with ice and garnish it with some mint and lemon.
Wonderful.
Right?
There we go.
Oh, my God. I want one right now. It sounds so good and refreshing. But maybe I'll wait until after 5. Or maybe not. One never knows. So I think, you know,
it's 5. It's 5 o'clock somewhere. Don't forget.
Yeah, I think Australia. It must be like a little late. Hey, and I want to take a shout out to my new Australian friend, Jason. So
okay,
yeah, I'm even sending messages to people.
Good grief!
Excellent.
Yeah.
And so, what do I have planned for the rest of the day?
Not too much. You know, most of my day's getting ready for tomorrow.
Well, you know, maybe one day you can get off that little hamster wheel for like a couple of hours and go.
Yeah, must do. Anyway, look, my love, thank you as always, and say hope you and the family are keeping well. And, you know, look after yourselves, and hopefully one day we'll see you back here.
Hopefully one day soon. Happy birthday.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Sarah.
Keep celebrating for the rest of the week. That's the way I do it.
Yeah. And say, as always, a big thank you. Thanks for all the work you do for us. And these recipes, of course, will be on our webpage today, which is thebreakfastshow.com.pa. And Renee says, by the way, she adds vanilla yogurt and instant pudding mix to her cakes to make them moist as well. Good grief.
See? Everyone's got their own hat. That's it. I'll try hers and she can try mine.
I've heard that expression before. Right. Take care.
Thanks so much. Have a great week, guys.
And talk to you next week.
Talk to you soon.
There
Cheers.
We go. Bye-bye. Feisty foodie Sarah. Sarah Solomon with us this morning. Always great to have Sarah with us on the show. And that's it. That brings us to the end of this morning's program. A lot of thank yous to go out this morning. Big thanks to Her Excellency Kim Ersu, the Canadian Ambassador to the Republic of Panama, for being with us this morning, together with Florian Davroux from the Alliance Française. And we'll have some information on our webpage today. You better see the the flyer for the movie, so you won't be so you won't miss that. Big thanks to our intrepid outdoor reporter Ingrid, of course, to Sarah there, and as always to my producer, and do everything in the Breakfast Show studio, to Yasmin, my producer, my co-producer Neil Danby over there in the UK, boys and girls of Group of Grada, keep us up and running, and as always to you, our listeners, advertisers and sponsors, thank you so very much for being with us here on the Breakfast Show, 89.3 Cool FM. I'll be back with you tomorrow. Tomorrow we say WTW. Welcome to Wednesday, 6 o'clock in the morning. Please, whatever it is you're doing between now and then, do it carefully. Stay safe. What I want to be doing tomorrow? I want to be talking to you, not talking about you. From me, Jerry D. Till then, ta-da. You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Cool FM production. Presented by Jerry D, produced by Yasmin Kiros, co-producer Neil Danby. The Breakfast Show was brought to you thanks to Emotions Dinner Theatre, taking over the nights in Panama and in Encuentro 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.